A former employee of Southwest Key, a nonprofit that runs shelters for immigrant children, goes on trial today in Arizona, charged with 11 counts of sexual abuse. Matthew Casey from member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports that this comes as shelters across the country are getting more attention because of reports of abuse and mismanagement.
There's a Southwest Key program's shelter in Mesa, Arizona, that's a large multi-storied compound fronted by a patch of grass on a two-lane neighborhood street. It used to be an apartment for seniors, and now holds roughly 300 children, mostly unaccompanied minors who were detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. At this shelter, from August 2016 to July 2017, federal prosecutors say a former worker named Levion Pacheco sexually abused 8 boys. Pacheco has pleaded not guilty.
We often wonder what the heck is going on in that building.
Ann and Don Nicole live kitty-corner to the facility. Mesa police records show officers responded to calls about the Southwest Key shelter almost 150 times since 2016. The calls ranged from complaints of loud music to 16 reports of possible child molestation.
I have seen police cars there, see more fire trucks, emergency crew there than police cars.
Pacheco is at least the third Southwest Key employee accused of sex crimes in Arizona since 2015. Shortly after Pacheco's case was revealed, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced health officials were inspecting all 13 Southwest Key facilities in the state. In a report released last week, the Arizona Department of Health Services found overall that the facilities were providing care within the law. But still, Southwest Key has agreed to enhanced oversight by the state for the next 12 months and agreed to inform the ADHS whenever they report to police, child welfare services, or the federal government any significant allegation of risk to a child. Kelly Butler is the state representative.
But there's still enormous concern about what is ADHS able to do with the information.
The health department licenses these facilities, but can't investigate criminal accusations. The federal government, specifically the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or ORR, contracts with the shelters and has primary oversight. Butler wants Arizona to do more to protect these children.
This does not go nearly far enough to ensure the safety of these kids.
Documents obtained by KJZZ through Arizona Public Records Law show that since 2015, the health department received at least 13 complaints about Southwest Key facilities like the one where Pacheco worked. In one case from 2017, a report alleges that a woman who worked at one of the Southwest Key facilities in Phoenix was in a relationship with one of the children. State Child Welfare Services were told, so were federal officials and the ADHS. But the health department closed the complaint because it did not have power to investigate it.
I think that we need to give the department more authority to take action when it's needed.
The health department plans to fine Southwest Key for problems discovered with employee background checks during the recent inspections. The agency has cited Southwest Key 7 other times in the past, but those added up to less than $3,000 in penalties. ORR, the federal office that contracts for shelters, is under the Department of Health and Human Services. The HHS Inspector General is currently conducting a nationwide review of all ORR shelters, focusing on employee background screening and how well shelters respond to allegations of abuse or security lapses. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Casey.